You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
4 minutes after 11 Central African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. Yes, everybody looks forward for that. That I definitely assure about that. Every Tuesdays between 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, which is part one, was yesterday, of course. Wednesdays, 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock is part two on The Bliss of Marriage. And I want everyone to interact. I want everyone to just be with me and be with us on this beautiful Wednesday morning, which is today, the 3rd of April, 2019, which is also the 27th of Rajab, 1440. 0847863132. That's our WhatsApp number. 0847863132. Our WhatsApp number. Of course, you can send a normal message as well to the international overseas countries +27847863132. I see my beloved honorable Ustad is with me, just entering the studios. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, and of course, let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I welcome my engineer, brother Tubala. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa afad. Jazakallah khairan.
Ustad, let's begin with this question from Azadville. 18 years old, got divorced. She wants to know how to pick herself up after a divorce. I'm only 18 years old, Ustad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Obviously, it is very, very tragic and sad when a young boy, a young girl, 18 years old, and already divorced, it's like the whole world is shattered, all your dreams have come to an end. But we always take the positive. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. You need to reflect, O son, O daughter. Many a time in life it's easy to blame others, but what we should do is do some introspection, some soul searching, and come to this conclusion, yes, both of us were wrong. I made some mistakes, he or she also made some mistakes, whatever the case is. So in that way there, you will go forward. Thereafter, ask yourself, that which you did sincerely, solely, only for the love of Allah, if you did certain actions for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, and now that the husband is taken away, that wife is taken away, and people look at you, they look at this lady, she's a divorcee, and that stigma will remain. But Almighty Allah is giving you a message. Surah 8, Surah Anfal, verse number 70, write it down. Chapter 8, Surah Anfal, verse 70. إِيَّعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا Almighty Allah's knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing regarding the past, the present, the future. So Almighty Allah knows in your heart there is goodness, and then He gave you that. Now it is taken away from you. خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ So Allah will give you someone better than compared to that was taken away from you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ And Almighty Allah will forgive you. Chapter 8, Surah 8, verse 70. So always now, don't go and curse that person or the mother or anybody. Say that I also was wrong, he or she was also wrong, and now let me pick up the pieces. Read abundantly. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. You can become much stronger from this. You were naive, you were simple Simon, you entered into this marriage thinking it is a bed of roses, looking at the Indian movies and running around the trees. So all that is not going to help. This is real life, and it is real emotions, raw emotions involved of people here. So therefore, you need to read a lot of La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin, to get you out of your depression, anxiety, worry and sorry. Make abundant istighfar, and Almighty Allah promises, وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ, Allah will bless you with wealth, Allah will bless you with children, so children will come after you get married. So it shows that will be an easy way for you. Give out charity daily, read 2 rakat salah daily, Salatul Hajat, and رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ, and Almighty Allah will open many doors for you, inshallah.
Ameen, 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 ameen. Honorable Mufti Saab, my cousin wants to marry a woman, but he is of ill repute and is on drugs. He marries and divorces like it is a game, Mufti Saab. Will I be sinful if I tip off the family, Mufti Saab? He refuses to tell me the family's name and surname. How do I approach this situation, Ustad?
You must remember that you, as the family members, should send out a message that this person here, no one must give them his daughter or their sister or whatever. This person is on drugs. He's already married 3 times, 6 times, 7 times. Just now, recently, I was in Cape Town. I heard one person got married there. This is the 11th wife or 12th wife he made. So the people like this, remember, they must be whipped and lashed, because they're just making this like muta, just like the Shias, you know, the prostitution, and get married 1 week, 1 month, and then divorce and so forth. So you must remember, this is unacceptable, and more so when he's on drugs and so forth. So then he's going to blame the drugs when he divorces and so forth. So not only must you tip them off, it is your duty to inform the society that these type of people, never give them your daughters or your sisters or nieces, because they are a liability to society, a hazard to society, and a menace to society. So therefore, we need to expose such people.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustaz, someone is asking here that, assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. My mother, he says, my 30-year-old son, his wife and daughter, they live with me, Mufti Saab. My son is a couch potato and refuses to find a job or do anything to contribute to the household expenses. He sponges of me and I'm struggling, Mufti Saab. Will I be sinful if I force them to go get their own home so he can get a wake-up call, Ustad?
100%, that is what you must do in Islam. The son supposed to be the one that helping, assisting, financing his mother, not the other way around. He's sitting on his laurels, thinking of Hadi, watching TV, Robin Hood, Hollywood, Bollywood, and his wife also, Allah alone knows what she does, and then they're sponging off you. So you got all the right, tell them there's the door, pick up your things and out from here. They are leading a life of a parasite, and that is unacceptable in Islam. So you need to give them that wake-up call, and it'll be good if you do it this weekend. Tell them there's all your stuff, you pick up and go.
Ustad, we go to UK. It says here that, Mufti Saab, I also got divorced, and in society, I'm like the black sheep, as if I committed a heinous crime. Ustad, could you please advise me?
That is today the evil and the real society, the real world, the evil world. A male will commit so much zina, fornication, adultery, but people will consider him to be a very good man because he has finances, he has contacts and so forth. And a lady gets divorced, so you must remember that stigma will be attached to her for the remainder of her life. So you have to, don't worry about people. Look at Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam. Look at Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What names they attached and called. Unsavory comments and names were made. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. You're a shair, you're a poet, you're a kahin, fortune teller, and you are majnoon, insane. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. All this is mentioned in a noble Quran. So remember, the best of the best of Allah's creation, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had to go through all this to set the precedent for humanity and posterity, that, oh, human being, people will call us so many names. Today we Muslims are called terrorists, fundamentalists, and we are crazy people in many people's eyes. So Almighty Allah states in the ending of Surah Yasin, فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ, do not let their speech cause you grief and sadness. إِنَّا نَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ, we know what they are saying in their privacy, in their caucus meetings, and what they are saying publicly and so forth. So once we're going to worry of people, then you won't progress. Remember, we have to make peace with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, carry out the teaching, preaching of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Izzat, honor does not come from people. Believe you me, Izzat, honor only comes from Almighty Allah. Therefore, Almighty Allah states, أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ, are they seeking for honor by the people? فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا, honor, dignity, respect is vested only by Almighty Allah. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, he honors and gives Izzat and honor to whomever he wishes. He gives disgrace and zillat and dishonor to whomsoever he wishes. So that is what you should be doing, and read 2 rakah Salatul Hajj daily, 5 times Salat daily, till out of Quran. Allah Jalla Wala will send someone better for you.
Ustaz, let us go to Roshni. There's a sister says, I'm 22 years old, Mufti Saab, and I am one of your students indeed. I thoroughly follow your programs, Ustaz. Ustaz, I was physically abused and beaten up by my husband. So, Ustaz, I have no more feelings in me. I'm numb with pain. I'm so hot. My heart is so cold. What do I do to move forward, Ustaz? Please help me.
Remember, this is a very, very common occurrence nowadays. Before, it was isolated. But now people get glued to their TV, they get glued to their phones, they get glued to many bad elements, bad friends, and then there's so much violence. And now remember, certain thing goes wrong, so who do they attack? They will go attack the defenseless woman. So what should you do in a case like that, sister? You say you are my student, we say Jazakallah Khairan. Amen. My advice to you will be, you should report him to the police. That is one thing the police, at least at now, with so much corruption, but few things they do take serious, and that is assaulting of women, wife battering and so forth. You go and lay a charge against him, that a charge of assault, and let them lock him up or let them find him. So it's totally permissible. Secondly, you must see now, do you want to stay in this marriage or not? If you don't want to stay in this marriage, he won't give you a talaq, it seems, just easily. So you go to your local ulama or any organization in whom you have confidence in. And if you don't get anybody, just send me an email or a WhatsApp, and we'll give you some 2 Molanas or so address, an email address, and you can contact them and you apply for a fasakh. Fasakh is annulment of marriage. Where the wife is being beaten, assaulted by the husband, Islam does not say that she must become the punching bag and just stay there. Nay, Islam will say that you must come out of that marriage till he stops his zulam, oppression and so forth. Remember, you husbands, ittaqillah, fear Almighty Allah. You are the zalim, you are the oppressor. And that lady, with her tears rolling down, now she's making dua to Allah, Ya Allah, this husband of mine, you destroy him, you decimate him, that whole empire of yours will come crumbling down. Believe you me, I saw this many times in life. People treated their parents badly, they treated their wives badly, treated their children badly, and those people made bad dua, the bad dua. اتق دعوة المظلوم, fear the bad dua, the bad dua of the oppressed person. فليس بينه وبين الله حجاب, between the oppressed person and Almighty Allah there is no veil, there is no curtain, meaning that the dua will be accepted almost immediately and instantly. Open Musnad Ahmad, various compilations, you will find these type of ahadith. Second one, sister, you are in musibah, in calamity, Mustafa sallallahu sallallahu hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. Allahumma'a, join the meme with the alif. Allahumma'a jurni fi musibati wa akhlif li fiha khayran minha. Ya Allah, that you reward me in this calamity of mine and give me a better replacement. So in that way, inshallah, Almighty Allah will take you out from such a horrible, terrible person who's making zulam and oppressing you. Allah make easy. Read hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir abundantly.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Ustadi, somebody from Springs listening to the program right now says, Mufti Saab, I'm a businessman, I'm a business person. I am a very harsh person, straightforward to the point. And I'm very strict with my wife. I don't smile, I'm always on her toes. Is there anything wrong in this? She feels that I'm finishing emotionally, Ustad.
Brothers, we thank all of you there in Springs and our brother Faisal Asmal and the whole Sirius FM team. We thank all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Brother, what you have described yourself as is very, very far from the Seerah Mubarakah, the teachings of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you're not smiling with your wife, with who are you going to smile? With somebody else's wife? With your staff? With your secretary? So what you are doing is a sign and smacks of arrogance. You must remember that you think you are straight to the point, but when you can't smile with your wife, you can't smile with your family. So that is definitely against Islam and against the teaching of Islam. With your wife, with your children, you must be bigger-hearted and magnanimous. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, that personality, when he used to walk, the shaitan used to take a U-turn and run away. So much awe and fear that the shaitan had for Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. But his wife say, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْبَيْتِ كَانَ كَالصَّبِيِّ. When he was in the house, he was like a child. He used to smile, he used to joke, he used to laugh with us and everything. What is this, you on her case all the time and so forth? You must be in a minister of foreign affairs. Everything in your shop, in your factory, in your warehouse, you worry about it. In the house, leave it to her. She is the queen of the house. You are like a dictator in a case like that. So your attitude, my brother, must change. You got the wrong end of the miswak, brother.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, listen to this one. Mufti Saab, I'm 14 years old. My name is Fatima, and I listen to the Bliss of Marriage every Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Mufti Saab, this is the best ever radio Islamic station that's coming out with facing three problems in marriage. My both sisters got divorced, Mufti Saab. I'm so afraid of also getting married. 14 years old, Ustaz.
Yes, this is the reality of life, sister, that sometimes when you see in your own family, your own sisters or your own brothers getting divorced, so people start thinking, and shaitan also puts these ideas in their mind, best is just to remain a spinster and you don't get married your whole life. That is un-Islamic, sister. Allah Jalla wa Ala is Rahim. Allah is Kareem. You have to go into Sajda daily and memorize this dua. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Almighty Allah, that grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Number one. Then number two, read the Asma'ul Husna. Almighty Allah commands us in the Noble Quran, Surah 7, verse 180, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدُؤُوهُ بِهَا. Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah by His beautiful names. And the name, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah, you give me victory. Sister Fatima, you are my daughter, you're 14 years old. So what will we tell you? We will tell you that when you get married, make so much khidmat of your husband, he himself will fall in love with you. Allah. And everything that he belongs to him, he'll give it to you. His debit card, his credit card, everything. I don't know what happened to your two sisters, who was right, who was wrong. My statement regarding these type of issues is very, very standard answer. It's not two sides to a story, but three sides to the story. The husband's story, the ex-husband, the ex-wife, everyone will tell you. And the third dimension and perspective and aspect will be the true story. Human beings' nature is such that when things turn sour, then they add masala, they add chilies. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira walau alqa ma'adhira. When human being is wrong and guilty, then they will cite excuses. Let the policeman catch Maulana Arafat now, and he's driving 200. What Maulana will say? He will say somebody died. So this type of thing. I also do that sometimes. Allah forbid. So he say, no, I'm going for janaza. When we are Maulanas, we are Muftis, we know. They say, no, I didn't tell him I'm going for janaza now. You see, so we come out also. We got all our excuses, you see. So that is the thing we do. So we lie or we make some funny excuse and try and justify it, Allah forbid. So remember, that is not acceptable. So sister, first thing you have to do, you can't be. So remember this, Fatima. This is Iman. You can't have su'u dhanni billah. You must have husnu dhanni billah. Whatever the circumstances are, you must remain positive with Almighty Allah. To be negative with Allah can lead a person to go right out of the fold of Islam. So therefore, remain positive with Allah. Always say, every day I read this dua. Surah 7, verse 151. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. We can never exist without Allah's mercy. Remember that. So sister, that what happened to your sisters, that is very sad, it's tragic, but you must not make the wrong decision. You make the right decision, and you listen to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. 26 minutes after 11. This is the bliss of marriage. Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Little Fatima says, Jazakumullah so much. Mufti Sahab, Allah Ta'ala reward you tremendously, inshallah. Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. Ustad, we go back to the business guy. He says, my name is Tariq. Mufti Sahab, please make me maaf, Mufti Sahab. I have never, no one ever gave me this advice, the advice that you gave me now. I'm going to try and change. Allahu Akbar.
Yes, brother Tariq, you're a star. Quran says Tariq is a star. You have to become a star. Go to your wife today and you maybe she's listening or not listening. Take a nice present for her. Say, honey, this is the money for you. This is the gift for you. And in that way, Allah will enhance things. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah in kubara bana deta hai. That when you have a bigger heart with your wife and children especially, then Allah will elevate your rank and status. Today we are sanctimonious. In front of people we show we are very good, but in front of our wife and children we so bad. You see what all the stories coming out. Husbands beating up their wives, husband divorcing their wife, 17, 18 years old. Things are gone crazy. You don't need enemies. The ummah is imploding. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag. We have become our own enemies. So remember, brother, this will be the first step. Ask her for forgiveness, give her a big hug, a big smile, and a nice gift, inshallah. Your wife will forget everything, but don't do it once only. Inshallah, make it weekly and so forth, that you appreciate her, and Allah's rahmat will come. Your house will become a home, Ameen. And your Ameen. Home will become Dar as Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, and serenity.
Ameen.
Allah make it easy.
Ameen, thumma ameen, thumma ameen. Who said, brother Tariq, a quick question he wants to know. Were the Sahaba as well, were they cheeky? Were they strict, Ustad? He just wants to know, besides Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I told you of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, yes, they were firm when it came to the rights of Allah. But when it came to their wives and children, then they were very forgiving. So that is what we need to do. So we must not confuse the lines. So we must remember that firm we must be. But wives, children, remember we have to live with them. They have to live with us. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِكُمْ Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you are the best of you to your wives and children. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي I am the best to my wives and my children. And in that way, inshallah, the hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi. Brother Tariq, what you need to do, go to my website or Markaz Sahaba website. I'm sure it's there also. My website, www.mufti.net. And look at all the nasiha. It's over 1,200 nasiha there. Advices for the husband, advices for the wife, the 10 recipes for the woman, the 10 prescriptions for the men. Practice on that and inshallah you will be not floating, but you will be right in the plane inshallah, and there will be no very little turbulence then. It will be smooth flying inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah, ameen, ameen, thumma ameen, thumma ameen. It's exactly 11:30. We go inshallah for a quick break and ad break. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the various questions. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
That's correct. Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. 28 minutes to 12 is a beautiful Wednesday. I see everyone is listening attentively this the Bliss of Marriage Part 2. Ustad, why do the woman, our sisters, make us run on some musarrans, Ustad? They want everything to be correct. They want everything on their way. Their way. You know, I'm on my 13th samusaran, Ustad. What do I do? Do I call it quits or not?
Remember, brother, first advice to you, and then I'll give advice to the sister. Now, you want to get married. You're 20, 22, 25, 30, whatever. I'm just giving examples. Now, what is your intention? Open Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Riyadhus Salihin. These are all great compilations of ahadith, the sayings of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they all started with the hadith you learned in madrasa, innamal a'malu binniyat. What is your intention? What are you looking for? So if you are looking for beauty, if you are looking for certain height, if you are looking for certain color of hair, you're looking for certain color of eyes. So obviously that specification you won't find. So sometimes people think they're going to get the hoor and the damsels of Jannah in this world. You won't get that, brother. So sometimes our expectations are also very high. So when you go, then look for a lady, this is my advice to you, who is dindar, who is pious. Never mind if she's not the paragon of beauty. Never mind she don't have green and blue eyes. Never mind she doesn't have blonde and brown hair. But she got good character, she has piety, and she loves her Salat, and she loves her Quran. So these are the type of ladies that you should look for. And you, sister, that when these people come, you already judge him. I to bo jaro che, he to bo jado ai, that this guy is too fat, he to bo tukko ai, this guy is too short, and all that. I just spoke some Gujarati and Memon there. So you must remember from the start you're negative. That this guy, look at him, how fat he is, look at how short he is, look at his hair, look at his complexion, he's too dark for me. Me, I'm a paragon of beauty, and all that. So sister, are you really going to choose a husband only based on that? What about his aqidah? Then you can just get married to any person, Allah forbid. So whether he's Muslim or whether he's Shia, whether he's Qadiani or Ahmadi. So remember, these are not Muslims. So you need to be extremely careful. Is the person you're going to settle down with a Muslim first of all? Second one, does he read Salat? Does he have an income? What is his age? And who, which ulama does he keep contact? These are the issues, sad to say, but true. The parents also give wrong advice in many instances. And the lady also, her priorities are incorrect. Everything to do materialism, what car you drive, where do you live, and so forth and so on. When I got married, I didn't have mahar money. You know that, Maulana? I didn't have mahar money. My father gave me 40 riyal in 40 years ago with Allah's help. And then he spent one more riyal and told me make it odd number like. So 41 riyal. You understood? So in that way, you go through life together. The difficulties you go together. The joy you go together. You bond together. So that is what marital life is. But we got an order list. I'm buying a new car. It must have four doors. It must be this color. It must have the specification. It must be 5 liter and 3 liter and thus. So we ordering a lady now, you know, dial a pizza, dial a chicken, dial a fatwa, so dial a lady. So that is not life. You must remember, we got the wrong end of the miswak. So we must remember that. So now we're making specifications. But what we're supposed to do, that is the last thing on our mind. What you think our divorce rate is spiraling out of control? Why all these vices going on? Because when we don't take the divine prescription, we don't take the prophetic prescription, the injunctions which Almighty Allah taught us, the commandments which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, then it is a recipe for disaster. So that is why they go wrong. So brother, you go, don't make very high expectations. The girl got haya, she is the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, she reads Salat, and so forth. She's poor, all the better. Believe you me, if you get married to a poor girl, you're better off in 90% of the cases. So then they don't have a lot of stories and panchat and all that. Not too many demands then.
Subhanallah. Hussain, let us go to, this is Mayfair West, Sister Aqila. She is a riveter, Ustad, and she loves listening to your program as well. Muftab, I just want to know. It says here that there's a hadith. It says, whoever amongst you can afford it, let him get married. Muftab, does this mean that one who is poor cannot get married? Sister Aqila, Ustad.
MashaAllah, sister, good question, and Jazakallah khair for all the du'as. If you only read one hadith, then you come to that conclusion. The hadith is authentic in Bukhari Sharif. The words are Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. Whosoever of you can has the financial means, physical means to get married, then get married. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing the youth there in Medina Munawwara and mentioned the benefits. فَإِنَّهُ أَغَدُّ لِلْبَصَرِ وَأَحْسَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ. And you will keep your gaze down and you will protect your private part. Now see what the Quran Sharif teaches us in Surah Nur, chapter number 24. Almighty Allah teaches us, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ إِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. You, the parents, the guardians, you must get your sons, your daughters, the male and female married. But now people will say, what about the money? Allah says in the context of marriage, إِيَّكُونُوا فُقَرَاءُ يُغْنِيهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِي. If they are poor, Almighty Allah will enrich them. Allah will enrich them out of His grace and mercy. Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse 32. And if you study Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam ahadith, you will find who is the richest person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ. Be content with what Almighty Allah gave you. تَكُنْ أَغْنَ النَّاسِ. You will be the richest person. We don't have that contentment. We just want more and more and more. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. What did Faqihu هَذِ الْأُمَّةِ, one of the greatest sahaba and muftis of this ummah, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu say, إِلْتَمِسُ الْغِنَى فِي النِّكَاحِ. Look for richness and wealth in nikah. Sister Aqila, 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 intelligent. Aqila, always intelligent. So that is your translation. So I don't know, it's Aqila, intelligent. Aqila, always intelligent. So nevertheless, you must remember, Sister Aqila, that we will say that when the person gets married, before that he was sleeping on a single bed. Now his wife came, he's sleeping on double bed. So already barakah is coming, mashallah.
Subhanallah. Well, it's my mistake, Ustaz, not Aqila, it's Aqila, A-Q-I. She just sent the spelling of her name. Ustaz, Sister Aqila, she says that she is starting to become a student of Deen. She is on her third year. Please move to some make dua for all we rivet here in Mayfair West, Ustad.
MashaAllah, excellent, very good. You made the right decision to embrace Islam, and now you learn about Islam and learn the true Islam, and inshallah you become the da'i, and the da'iyah inviting the masses, become the ambassador of Islam to teach the people. They think that the ladies are oppressed in Islam, and you must say to them that I left your system and chose the natural system of Islam, which is the deen which Almighty Allah is pleased with.
Muftisab, let us go to Pretoria, Lodium, and the mommy, concerned mother, says, Muftisab, I just heard you saying about the Shias and about the etc. She says, unknowingly, Muftisab, I didn't know it. Unknowingly, I got my daughter married to a Ahmadiyya, and she has three children from him. Now she's asking about the ruling, Ustad. What must I do, Muftisab?
That is why I speak about it. Do you know what is the beliefs of the Ahmadis? The Ahmadis believe Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani is a prophet. They believe Wahi used to come to him. So you must remember such people 100% are out of the fold of Islam. So there's no way. Now your daughter is living in sin. The children are illegitimate. The children's lineage will go to the mother. So therefore, my first thing nowadays especially is you fathers, mothers, parents, when that daughter of yours get married, son gets married, first thing, what is your beliefs by? Your name is Ahmad, Muhammad, Ali, Abu Bakr, whatever. Your name is Fatima, Zainab, Jamila. But that does not mean they are Muslim. They might be Ahmadi, like you're saying. They might be Qadiani. They might be Shia. So you have to tell your daughter she has to separate immediately from that person unless he makes tawbah, he repents, and he must say publicly, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani and his followers are out of the fold of Islam, and then he makes tawbah, then a new nikah must be performed, and thereafter, remember, then the children that come will be thabitun nasab, their lineage will go to the father, but these children, remember, the children are illegitimate, every moment she stays with him. Quran says, Surah 60, verse 10, La hunna hillu lahum wa la hum yahilluna lahum. It's not permissible for any Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim man, whether he's a Jew, Christian, Hindu, whether he's Ahmadi, Shia, or whatever. So that nikah, even if nikah took place, is null and void and not acceptable. So sister, you have to do quick something there by your daughter, and tell her and explain all this to a very serious situation.
Ustad, the mother is crying. She says, how do I do this, Ustad? The children are still small. Allah pakche, Allah mujhe maaf kar de, Ustad. The sister.
Allah maaf kar de to hai, lekin aap abhi kar le, behtar hai, bache chote hai. So you can do it now. Give ultimatum to your son-in-law, so-called son-in-law. Tell him, pakka sacha musliman ban jao, warna biwi apne bache ke saath sab chale jayenge. So tell him, we're giving you ultimatum, and that you can't be remain Ahmadi, otherwise we take our daughter and the children away.
Ustaz, let us go to Australia. This is Muallima, mashallah, all the way from Perth. She wants to know that, Muftisab, I've been listening to the program, The Bliss of Marriage, for the past 2 months, and all these problems, Ustaz, that we are facing. Ustaz, can we say this is the end of time? This is the signs of Qiyamah, Ustaz Muallima.
Remember, it is the signs of Qiyamah, but that does not mean, Sister Muallima, that we must adopt a defeatist attitude. Nay, Islam does not allow us this, that we become negative, we become people who just surrender. Nay, we have to take on these challenges and we have to fight these challenges. See, Sister Muallima, I mentioned to a beautiful, wonderful hadith. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Sahih Muslim. Man qala halaka an-nas. The person who says the people are destroyed, is finished now, we can't do anything. Fahuwa ahlakuhum, he is causing the most damage. See? So what is Nabi alayhi salam teaching us? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, wherever you are, in which zamana and era and period you are in, that you must know people are weak, governments are weak. Inna Allah qawiyun aziz. Almighty Allah is almighty, is all powerful. Allah can change the situation in a split second. How many times we saw that? You saw now, one brother, we gave him advice. He said first time in his life he got this advice. Today, inshallah, inshallah, he will make amends with his wife. So that is Allah. We don't control anything. We can't even control ourselves. That human being creation. Therefore, we read the dua. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub. Ya Allah, you are the one who turns the hearts. Thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Turn my heart towards your deen, Ya Allah. Keep us steadfast on your deen. So we can never adopt a defeatist attitude, an attitude of we are just now finished. Nay. We must say, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. This makes us more strong and our iman increases, inshallah.
I see somebody saying, respected Mufti Sab, I think we should get our young girls to listen to you and to Mulana Arafat on the bliss of marriage. Maybe they will have some sense. Ustad.
The problem is common sense is no more common, brother. They got other sense. C-E-N-T-C-T-S. They only want to know the reins and the sense. They don't want to know the common sense. So that is the problem today. You try the children, give them one rand, two rand, you give it back. Dada, nana, I don't want. I want paper money. even that lighty small guy, he also don't want. Even a beggar today, he'll make istikhara. Must I take this 50 cent or not? He said, Tata, when are you keep it? You understood? So you must remember. That's the world today. They say money speaks all languages. So that's the problem.
Usa, let us go to Kari Sab. I see Kari Sab, mashallah. He says, Mufti Sab, you know me very well. I'm going to remain anonymous. Kari Sab is saying, what does Islam say about contraception, Mufti Sab? Are there situations where it is recommended or allowed? He's from Azadwal. Kari Sahib, he says he knows you quite well. Jee,
mashallah, Allah Ta'ala, Kari Sahib, ko lambi zindagi ata farmai. Allah Ta'ala, accept all your khidmat. So anyway, Kari Sahib, Mufti Sahib, Hafiz Sahib, Maulana Sahib, whoever, so we all should be learning, inshallah. In Islam, we don't want contraceptives. Remember, this is another ploy by the West that they want small families. And then they'll tell you that go have girlfriend and boyfriend and all that. Islam teaches us the zawwaju al-walud al-walud. When you're going to get married, go get married to a lady who is loving. Look at her brothers, sisters, siblings, and get married to a lady who can give birth. How will you know? You study her family. Her brothers, sisters, all got children. Tanakahu takatharu. Get married and increase the ummah. So subhanallah, all these hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustana Ahmad, and various compilations, فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمْ, that I will have the biggest ummah tomorrow on the day of justice, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So therefore, today the young girls get married, you ask them after 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, nothing happening, they say, no, I want to remain slim and trim. And the husband, he say, what must I do? My wife don't want to get pregnant. So he also don't want to cause rows and ructions in his fam, in his house. So it's not permissible. Yes, that is the rule. So you have exception to the rule. So the exception to the rule will be, I give one example. One lady, remember, has got 3, 4, 5 children all through the C-section, cesarean section. And now it's very, very dangerous for her to have more children. So in that case, if they use some form of contraceptive that is reversible, anything that is irreversible, sterilization, ligation, today the woman get ligation, then they go have affairs, some of them, Allah forbid. So all these are haram, remember that. So the men go get sterilized and they busy also everywhere, some of them. So all that is haram. So irreversible, not permissible. Reversible, permissible in certain circumstances, like the one I mentioned, then contraceptive will be permissible, provided that it is reversible type. So that will be the exception to the rule, not the rule.
Ustad, it's 11 minutes to 12 o'clock. I've got a brother here. He's a very important question from Nigel. He says, Mufti Sab, 3 to 5 families already did this. What is the Islamic ruling on IUI? I asked Mufti Sab this question yesterday. Intrauterine insemination, basically inserting a rare mahram semen into your uterus in order to fall pregnant without fornication. Mufti Sab, please address it. We're all listening to you now on the bliss of marriage.
First and foremost, husband and wife are married. Now 1 year passes, 2 year passes. The conventional way husband-wife meet, they fulfill the conjugal rites, nothing happens. So we will tell them, read these du'as, Surah 37, verse 100, and du'a of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Ya Allah, grant pious children. Read the du'a of Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Surah 3, verse 38, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah, innaka sami'ud du'a. Ya Allah, you are the one who listens to the dua and supplication. And subhanallah, both of them, Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah blessed them with children in their old age. So that is the first step. Still nothing happening, 10 years, 15 years. So now you go for that, remember IVF or whatever you call, so where the sperm of the husband is used, the egg of the wife is used, and you don't go to a quack, you go to a proper doctor and so forth. So as a last resort, we will say that is permissible, acceptable. But when you go and you get somebody else's sperm and semen, so that is akin to adultery, absolutely haram. Is like allowing another man to sleep with your wife. And remember, when she gets pregnant and she conceives with that person's semen, so how will you be looking at that son and daughter in his eye or her eye when you know it is not your semen that impregnated your wife, but it was that semen there? So remember, therefore, sperm banks in Islam are haram. Milk banks are haram. So Islam is very strict on that. If you did it already, remember, it is akin to adultery and absolutely haram. You have to make tawbah for the rest of your life. You deceived your husband, or if your husband gave permission, then he's an accomplice in that crime, and you have deceived the child also. He thinks this person is his father, but you know who was the father. So therefore, Islam rules that out completely, and we will say it is akin to adultery.
Allahu Akbar. I see Brother Tariq, mashallah, he says, Mufti Sahab, Viva Merkaz Sahaba. Viva Merkaz Sahaba. He says, Mufti Sahab, why are we wasting our time voting for ANC, voting for DA? Let's rather vote for Merkaz Sahaba. I wish there was a Muslim party in South Africa.
Inshallah, you make peace with your wife, we will vote for you, inshallah.
7 minutes to 12 o'clock. I see Brother Tariq says, G, move this up. Hey, Ustad, I'm finding it difficult to cope. I can't handle it. My husband took a second wife who is 27 years old. After 20 years of marriage, move this up. And after 5 kids, move this up. Now he wants to take on a wife number three, who is 25 years old, Ustad. Ustad, please advise me Islamically. What should I do Islamically, Ustad?
The brother Tariq spoke about the voting, and then the lady said she can't cope. And when I come out from my house, I see staring me in the face, is written there, vote cope for hope. Vote cope for hope. So you must remember, there's a lot of polls here by us, and all the parties are busy, and then the electric lines are all pulling through also. Illegal connections. So we got a big thing going on here. Anyway, to you who are voting, make istikhara, and whoever you want to vote for, read Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Ya Allah, whatever is best for me and our family and the ummah, let us vote for them. Okay, let's go on to the serious business. Sister, you and your husband, you need to go to the Quran Sharif, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 3. Almighty Allah addresses the man, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُم مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَى. So you, the man, is not compulsory. It is permitted and permission is granted. But not carte blanche. Remember, you can marry, is halal for you. 2 wives, 3 wives, 4 wives. But Allah doesn't stop there. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. If you fear you cannot do justice, فَوَاحِدَةً, then 1 wife only. Now you, sister, you were married, you are married, 20 years, 5 children, husband took a young tot, now he wants a younger one, and so forth. So whatever the case might be, you must ask yourself these 3 questions. If the husband is doing justice, so then you cannot complain. Is it better for him to do things legally, or is better he keeps you and then he keeps 5-10 girlfriends? And if you look at the demographics and if you look at the world, I just give you two examples. You just go here to Cape Town in South Africa. You go to Swaziland, our neighboring country. If you go to Cape Town and look at the demographics and everything, you will see per male, you will get 6 female, 7 female, 8 female, depending whose survey you want to accept. You go across the border, Swaziland, per male, remember that you will get 10 female, 12 female, 14 female. Therefore, the law there in Swaziland, the last time I was there, they told me you can get married up to 8 women or 6 women. And therefore, the king got about 14, 15 wives also. So for him, it's special, you know, for you. So anyway, for the people, they allow 6 or 8 wives. Because of this reason, the female ratio is so much higher than the male, so you must remember that. So I'm trying to tell you, sister, if your husband is doing justice and he's looking after you, looking after the new wife, then you cannot complain, remember. Rather, he does things the legal way compared to the haram way. And if he's not doing justice, then you have cause to complain. And I'll be honest with you, 70-80% of our Muslim husbands, they do not do justice. And therefore, the first wife or the second wife is always up in arms. And then they again. So in a case like that, remember, you have recourse. You can tell him you're going to apply for a fasakh, annulment of marriage, or a settlement, or whatever. So there are ways that you can sort it out and so forth. But that is the reason why Islam has allowed it, that in the world today, most countries you will see, the female population is much more than the male population.
Subhanallah. This is the Bliss of Marriage Part 2. Mufti Saab, respected Mufti Saab, my husband wants a baby and I'm 45 years old. Must I have a baby at this age, Ustaz?
Remember, there's nothing wrong if you are fertile, so mashallah, and you feel that, you know, you can still fulfill his conjugal rights, he can fulfill it. There's nothing wrong Islamically. Our Indian women say, how can I give birth when my son's wife is giving birth, when my daughter is giving birth? So that is not a legitimate, a valid excuse. So your son and your granddaughter or grandson, mashallah, they'll grow up together. So we have examples like that in our family also. So there's no problem Islamically with that. Mashallah, make the ummah more halal way, so that's fine. And you tell your husband, fine, that we're going to make dua together, and we're reading the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, surah 37, verse number 100, and that is Rabbi Habli Minas Salihin. So may Almighty Allah bless all with pious children.
Ustada, I leave you with this message. It's from Sister Abigail. Mufti Saab, please excuse me. I'm sorry. And to Mulana Arafat for not interacting with y'all for the past 3 weeks. I was not well. I picked up breast cancer. Please pray for me. I know you people's prayer are always accepted in the eyes of God. Sister Abigail, Ustad.
We pray for you, Sister Abigail. May Almighty Allah give you complete shifa and cure. What you need to do, Sister Abigail, that you just read this one word and say, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. Ya Allah, you are the one who gives shifa. You are the one who gives cure. You are the one who does everything. Read that and inshallah, Almighty Allah will grant you complete cure. Give out charity daily to any poor person and invoke the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So that is our bless of marriage for today. Jazakallah khair to our brother Tobela, Maulana Arafat, to all the listeners of Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Now, just now, we go for the 12 o'clock news. Thereafter, Alfas and Kosi with the current affairs. 1:05 to 1:30, tafsir of the Noble Quran. 1:30 to 2 from the archives, the tafsir. 2 to 4, Sheikh Zakaria, inshallah. Then 4 to Maghrib, Durban time, Maulana Khalid Yaqub. And then 7, after Maghrib, the surahs, and then 7 to 8, Brother Amin Templeton, Business Matters, and 8 to 9, Dr. Yusuf Wahid, Medical File is waiting for you. Wonderful program, so you tune in that time to listen to Dr. Yusuf Wahid with Medical File. Barakallahu feek, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Jazakumullah khairan ustaz, jazakumullah brother Tobela. Up next, the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali. From myself and Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah, Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ahdinnasa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.